I am Everett Faulkner from Richards, Missouri, and we have a purebred seed stock operation. Chris has asked me to tell you just a little bit about who we are and what we do, so I'll diverge onto that just for a minute. The Faulkner family swine operations consist of a 500 sow purebred base. We've been involved in continuous genetic research and selection over the past 50 years. We do have a family operation. We have two sons that are involved in this business with me. My oldest son, Mike Faulkner, and a third son, Steve Faulkner. Each of those have responsibilities for crop production and Steve overseeing our sow herd production. They, along with my wife, Ruby, and I wouldn't want to not mention Ruby because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. And three full-time employees that help us manage a diversified operation that includes 2,000 crop acres and about 100 head of purebred Maine-Anger cattle. My involvement, as some of you might know and many of you won't, with the National Pork Checkoff goes way back to its roots. In fact, I have been involved in state and national organizations with pork producers in many different positions for many various lengths of time. I think we live in some very challenging times, but we also live in some very exciting times in the pork industry. One of the exciting things that we can do is some of the things that we've done yesterday and being able to do some supplemental funding with a few extra dollars projected to be coming into our budgets to help move forward some of the programs that we find extremely important. We've seen firsthand the results of the new campaign, Pork Be Inspired, and with some additional funds that we've had, and we were able to vote to continue this project into the fall with the momentum that we have going with an additional $5 million to be put into the Be Inspired campaign. I really like the selection of the advertising agency and the consumer education that went into that, consumer research that went into that, and the target market that we are targeting, because people who already eat pork just have to eat a little more, and that's our target audience. And I think that's they will bring along those that maybe aren't sure as they move forward, so I'm excited about that. We also voted to further support several other checkoff programs that we think are of vital importance for the remainder of 2011. There is an additional total of $1.2 million towards export marketing efforts that have been ongoing. These will be additional funds going into Korea and Japan and Mexico. And also there is another $265,000 I think is very important to go towards cooking temperature education. And many of us, many of those on staff, including myself, being a part of the project that started 6 years ago to look at consumer preference, it was a long time coming, but we're really excited about that opportunity. Chris also asked me to take a few moments to let you know what I see as some of the priorities for this presidency for the coming year, and I want to assure you that we are building programs that will keep us in step with the principles of the strategic plan. And our president, past president Gene Nemechek here reported, and Tim Bierman ahead of that, some of the goals of the strategic plan. I had the opportunity to be one of the producer members in the long-range strategic planning process task force, and I'm excited about the continued implementation of that program. And I want to give credit to our staff and to Chris that this isn't something that's being put on the shelf. It's going to be implemented, and it is being implemented. As I see it, high priorities for the industry in the coming year. As I go across the country, the first question that comes to me is feed costs. We're doing some continued research efforts to lower feed costs and improve feed efficiencies, and looking at utilization of alternative feed sources and improved nutrient technology in these areas. Second, I think it is very important that we continue strong funding of domestic and foreign exports and programs to enhance pork sales. those programs are, I think, vital to our future. Thirdly, would be to provide full support and funding of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance that will tell the story of American agriculture. We will move to the offensive and rebuilding our trust and image with U.S. consumers. I think this is a very exciting venture that has been pushed and started with CEO Chris Novak in bringing together a large number of agriculture entities to message one single message to our consuming public. Fourth, the U.S. pork industry will continue to expand its competitive global advantage as the safest and lowest cost producer of pork, and that's one of the three critical issues that we determined needed to continue. And lastly, we will continue to ban goal setting and metrics to all the programs that we fund. That comes from the top, and I agree 100%. I intend to seek out the greatest return possible in the investment of the pork checkoff dollars. The pork industry has been blessed with great leaders who have been visionaries and innovators. We as a National Pork Board team are committed to the continued improvement and well-being of our animals and our industry. And we want to help to create a movement that will build new and stronger relationships with our consumers and our customers.